From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting Russia's denying its warplanes hit the Islamic State-held Syrian town of Ashara in Deir al-Zor province, in which the Syrian Observatory for Human Rights said 17 civilians were killed. Meanwhile, the UN says it's focusing on delivery of humanitarian aid by land, despite pressure for more costly and difficult airdrops. The UN is seeking permission from Damascus for access by ground convoys to 34 areas, including 17 besieged towns. U.S. spokesperson Elizabeth Trudeau criticized Syria for reneging on an agreement to allow convoys in rebel-held Deraa.
In other words, the regime continues to use the denial of food as a military weapon against its own civilians. The people of Deraa have not received food since 2012. This is unconscionable, and we expect the regime to live up to its commitments and allow for full delivery of assistance to all besieged areas.
And she expressed concern about escalating fighting in the northern city of Aleppo, also possibly threatening humanitarian supplies. At least two people shot dead in the western Kenyan town of Kisumu Monday during ongoing anti-government protests demanding the country's electoral commission be disbanded. Christine Ombaka is among the protesters.
We demand that there should be a dialogue between the CORD party and the Jubilee coalition. If that works, if that can happen, we will be very delighted, because the government will not achieve anything anyway by standing off, because we will continue to demand that the IEBC be sent home.
The CORD opposition coalition is demanding electoral reforms ahead of next year's national polls, including the dissolution of the IEBC board, which the opposition says is biased in favor of the ruling coalition.